I can hear you now.
Okay. We'll call the commission meeting to order. We have several regular agenda items and then a short administrative meeting. Myself and Commissioner Fedorchuk are here. Commissioner Kalk is on the line and has turned over the gavels to make it just more convenient, I guess, for chairing the meeting from here in the office. Do you have any opening comments, Commissioner Kalk?
No, just thanks for accommodating me for the special meeting. It's important to have a special meeting, but we all have schedules, so I appreciate running the meeting for me, Randy.
Glad to do it. Commissioner Fedorchuk?
No comments.
I have no opening comments either. So the first item on the agenda is BK1. Do you have motions with you, or
no,
will
I'm
they be made from here?
No, I'm all set to read my two motions and any questions, so I can go ahead and start if that's okay with you, Commissioner.
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, for item BK1, there's ironically enough, that's why we set up this special meeting, is so we could get the clock ticking on BK1. But in talking to Jerry Lean over the lunch break, we've now received a request from the company or from the individuals that wanted the hearing. They've requested that they no longer want the hearing. So quite honestly, we maybe have a little discussion, but I'm going to withdraw BK1 because the reason we're going to have the hearing, the individuals no longer request the hearing. So I don't know if other commissioners, Bruce and Nancy Seacrest, have now filed with the commission. They no longer want a hearing, so I see no reason to schedule the hearing if they no longer want it.
And we have the request to withdraw on paper so that we know that we're clear on it, that that's their intention?
That's what Jerry informed me over lunch break, so I'm guessing Jerry's sitting right there and he can confirm that, but that's what he told me, that we had the official request over the lunch break. So that was my concern as well. We wouldn't do this unless we had an official request.
We have a letter from
okay,
them.
Okay, so with I guess I would just like
Randy.
To withdraw BK1, and as the portfolio, I think I can just do that, not have to do anything else. But if there's questions or comments from my colleagues, I'd certainly try to answer them.
I'm not hearing any, and if there's no motion, I guess then the first motion would be the next motion.
Okay, I'll move right to BK2. I move the commission deem the amendment to application complete and issue a notice of file and notice opportunity for a hearing regarding the request of Basin Electric Power Cooperative for modifications in Mercer and McKenzie counties to its designated route and corridor for its proposed AVS to Neset 345 KV electric transmission line, case number PU11-696.
Second.
Yeah, I know that my colleagues are very familiar with this case. A little background. In April of this year, the commission issued a route permit, as well as the ability for the Basin Electric to construct their 197 miles of 345 KV line from the AVS station up to Tioga. In July of this year, Basin filed a request for modifying at four different locations, and that's not uncommon. When the commission went through the center to Grand Forks line, we approved the initial route, and then during the final other agencies approving it, they came back with some slight modifications. What we have here is there's been a request by the company to make four slight modifications. The first one is dealing right as the line comes out of the AVS station. The company Basin heard back from NERC, and they requested they make some changes in some of the double circuiting and single circuiting. So that's really the first issue that we'll look at in the request for a proposed hearing. The second one, the U.S. Forest Service request, they make some minor changes. The third modification is they move it a half mile to the west in McKenzie County. And the fourth was the Game and Fish requested a slight westward adjustment. So all today is really just sets up a notice of filing, a notice opportunity for hearing. I don't see this as out of the ordinary at all. And if no one requests a hearing, we will certainly be able to take care of this in the work session. But I think everything appears to be in order.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
And I believe that concludes my portfolio.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Fedorchuk.
I have two items on the agenda today.
for our special meeting. I move the commission deem complete the applications of Metalark Midstream Company, LLC, for a waiver of procedures and time schedules, corridor certificate, and a route permit. I further move the commission issue a notice of filing and notice of hearing in Metalark Midstream Company, LLC, 8-inch crude oil pipeline, William and Divide Counties siting application, case number PU-14-223.
Second.
Okay. On April 29th, Metalark Midstream filed an application for a certificate of corridor compatibility and application for a route permit for a 43.5-mile, 8-inch crude oil pipeline in William and Divide Counties. On August 1st, they filed an amendment to this application for a route permit to include the Divide Pump Station and some storage in Divide County. The commission finds the applications are complete, and later on in our scheduling matter, we'll set the date for the hearing. This is a conversion of a pipe, an existing line. It's a 43.5-mile long gathering line to date, 8 inches. They want to convert it by adding a pump station, which triggers that conversion, and they're also adding two storage tanks, which were the amendments to their original application they filed late last week, the amendments, that is. And so they're adding a 20,000-barrel tank and a 55,000-barrel tank. And so those two components, the pump station, which increases the pressure, and the storage triggers this from a gathering line to a transmission line. It's a $3.5 million project, and this company has been operating in North Dakota just for about a year and a half, it looks like. That's the basic, the high points of the application.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Since seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
I will just add a little bit more. I meant to mention that their current capacity of that gathering line is 15,000 barrels per day, and this project would increase that up to 45,000 barrels per day, with the normal capacity, operating capacity, will be around 35,000 barrels per day. So the company estimates this would reduce the truck. This would be the equivalent of 130 trucks per day. So that concludes that project. My second motion, I move the commission allow the applicant to amend its application for a route permit and deem the amended application complete. I further move the commission issue an amended notice of filings and notice of hearing in One Oak Bakken Pipeline, LLC, Targa Lateral Pipeline Project, McKenzie County, siting application, case number PU-14-254. It isn't?
There was another one.
This is the one I have. Okay.
Did you give her the new one? You gave her the new one.
Oh, did you set it on my desk?
Yeah.
Oh, I had my folder all ready to go. Okay, I'll just use Daryl's. Excuse me. Yep. All right. sorry about that. Okay, the correct motion. I move the commission allow the applicant to amend its application for a route permit and deem the amended application complete. I further move the commission issue an amended notice of filings and notice of hearing and serve and publish only the amended notice rather than the original notice in One Oak Bakken Pipeline, LLC, Targa Lateral Pipeline Project, McKenzie County, siting application case number PU-14-254.
Second.
So we approved this application last week. Let's see. They filed for an application on May 29th. They filed their application on May 29th. On July 30th, we deemed the application complete and issued a notice of filing and notice of hearing. We did not publish or serve the notice. On July 31st, One Oak filed an amendment of application for route permit. The changes are they changed the size, pipe size, from 6 inch to 8 inch, and they rerouted the Targa Saddle Butte plant tie-in point 240 feet east of the original location and rerouted around a future well pad site on Section 12, Township 149 North, Range 100 West. By its August 4th motion, the commission now deems the amended application for route permit complete and allows the pleading to be amended. The hearing is scheduled for September 15th at 9 a.m. at the Teddy's Residential Suites in Watford City. And the public are encouraged and invited to attend that public hearing and offer any comments or concerns or suggestions that they have regarding this project.
Do we have a motion and a second? Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
That concludes my items.
Okay, and that concludes the regular special meeting agenda. Before we move into the administration and the administrative agenda, Dave Thompson is here. Do you have any questions?
Just a couple about this Thunder Spirit Wind. What was the objection that the Seacrests raised to it? Do you know?
Dave, if I can hear, this is Brian. If I can hear your question, I think that the initial comment we heard back from the Seacrest is they, when the company came in front of us the first time, they had basically excluded part of the project because the FAA said they couldn't use that area. The company then appealed that, and the company wants to move several of the turbine locations over to that new area. And so I believe the Seacrest's objection was basically they didn't like that. And so I can only speculate as to why that has changed, but I think that's probably a question better for the company as to why they requested the hearing, and then today they decided they didn't want one.
If I could just add to that, Commissioner, two of the things that they mentioned in their letter to us was that they thought that it increased the noise and decreased their property values. Those were the two main points that they mentioned in objecting to the new turbine locations.
So with this being out of the way now, is Thunder Spirit ready to go for construction?
No, Dave, we still have a request to, we've had the informal on it where the company came in and gave us the their rationale, and the commissioners, we all had our questions. And so what I would be suggesting is we still have to have a work session now because we've yet to vote on their modifications. So we're going to have, I would recommend one more work session, and then we'll go through and decide what the three of us wants to do. But all this does today is say that we're not going to have the hearing. So we still have yet to make a decision on their request for changes.
I did notice over the weekend that they've filed all their all the information we requested at the informal. I believe we have in hand. So, Commissioner, I'd be ready for another work session whenever we are able to schedule that. I don't know if we could even do that today or not.
And to make sure we get all the points on your previous question, Dave, it was mentioned by one or the other about the additional area that's been opened up by the federal ruling. So that was one change. The other change that I think brought on their original concern about noise was it's a different turbine that they would be using now than what we had talked about earlier too. But apparently that concern has been alleviated since they withdrew the request for the hearing.
And is it Basin buying the power or is it MDU?
I can't remember. MDU, Jerry
it's
says.
Not Basin. I think it's MDU.
Okay. Do you know offhand, this is going to be a kind of wild question, but this pipeline that you mentioned is going to be converted from a gathering line to a transmission line. Do you know how many of those have been done?
This is, I believe, the third that we've seen since I've been on the commission. Patrick, is that correct? Yep. The second, we have another one right now existing that we haven't made issued an order on yet. So that we've got two now pending.
What was their rationale for doing this? I'm just curious. Did they tell
you
the rationale?
I read the entire application yesterday, and there wasn't a lot of explanation on the rationale other than there's just they can transport more oil by adding the pressure in the storage, and there's more oil to be transported, so they want to have additional capacity.
And just one other off-the-wall question. You mentioned the center power line, the long line. I happened to read something that line is now complete.
That's my understanding as well, yes.
Yeah,
but we were talking about the basin line.
No, I mean, yeah, but that other line was referenced.
Oh, okay.
Referenced about having some, you know, having to go through some changes for that Square Butte Center, correct?
Yes.
And now that line is complete. Do you know when it's going to be in service?
They're dedicating it next week. I know that. So the 18th is the dedication for that line, the formal kind of ribbon cutting type of ceremony. So I'm not sure if that means that's when it's actually going to be used, Dave, or if there's still a little bit of work left to finish up.
That's Minn Kota.
Correct.
Okay. That's what I got.
Did you have something else to add, Commissioner Kalk?
No, I think Julie hit it. I was just going to say that the dedication is the 18th of August, and everything I've heard from Minn Kota is they're trying to get that thing in service, hopefully, you know, late August, September, but I don't have a hard date for what I've heard from them.
Thanks.
Oh, before I forget too, Randy, I want to authorize John to sign the orders in my absence. I'll be back later today, but that way he can get the orders signed and we can get processing on them.
Okay, very good. If there's nothing else, we'll close this meeting and